USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the ongoing fears of the coronavirus could hamper the economic recovery.
Our country continues to face a difficult and challenging time, as the pandemic is causing tremendous hardship here in the United States and around the world.
Paul, testifying in a virtual Senate hearing, also says there's significant uncertainty regarding that recovery. Following weeks of national protests since the death of George Floyd, President Trump is signing an executive order on policing that will establish better policing practices and policies.
Today is about pursuing common sense and fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Reaction continuing to come in after a Supreme Court ruling on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead plaintiff rejoicing after the Supreme Court's historic LGBTQ decision yesterday, when it ruled that federal law does prohibit workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over their sexual orientation and gender identity. On NBC's Today Show today, Gerald Bostock said he was, quote, filled with joy and gratitude at the ruling, thanking the Supreme Court justices for, in his words, making the right decision.
80% of Americans say they're now concerned about a second wave of coronavirus. That's according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. 11% say they're not very concerned, and 6% say they are not concerned at all. The poll was conducted June 12th through 15th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The United States death toll from COVID-19 in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities has topped 50,000, marking a grim milestone in a pandemic that is taking a heavy toll on the oldest and most vulnerable people. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News guidelines were not followed and folks need to be held accountable.
CMS issued guidelines to every state. States run nursing homes, and we saw most states follow those guidelines the right way. But there were a few states where they went their own direction. In fact, they required that that if somebody was COVID positive, that they had to be sent back to the nursing home and expressly prohibited the nursing home from even checking to see if they were COVID positive. And in those states, we saw deadly results. And I'm talking about thousands of people that died in nursing homes in those states that should have never died. If the states would have followed the guidelines, meaning if you've got somebody COVID positive, you don't send them back to a nursing home if the nursing home can't properly isolate and take care of them. And yet that's the mandate that these governors gave in violation of federal guidelines. I've asked that we bring those governors in and ask them to explain why they violated the guidelines and gave these mandates that ended up killing thousands of seniors in each of their states.
Scalise sending oversight letters and hoping this can be looked into to the governors of New York, Michigan, and New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.